This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The cold is coming soon, but before any wintry mix of ice and snow can cover us up, let's think about spring. This morning, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals announced their starting times for games in 2014. Opening night at Arvest Ballpark is Thursday, April 10th. First pitch that night scheduled for 6:05. During the rest of the season, most weeknight games will begin at 7:05. Most Saturday night games will begin at 6:05. And mark your calendar for those rare workday matinees. There will be 11:05 a.m. start times on April 23rd, 28th, and May 6th. A 12:05 p.m. first pitch for June 18th.
You don't have to wait until spring to fish for trout in Lake Brittany and Bella Vista, though you do need a Property Owners Association ID card or have a friend with you who has a card. Those who can fish there will have a better chance of pulling a rainbow trout out of the water. The lake was stocked last week with 1,000 trout. The fish average 11 to 12 inches, and more rainbow trout are scheduled to be put into the lake in the winter and early spring.
Tim Ernst continues his tour of area libraries with a stop at the Bentonville Public Library December 7th at 1 p.m. It's free. It's open to the public. For more information, bentonvillelibrary.org.
A group of students from the University of Arkansas Music Department will perform a benefit concert, Hope After Hyon, at 5 p.m. Sunday, December 8th in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall. The concert is being held to raise money for the victims of Typhoon Hyon in the Philippines. A reception will follow after the concert. All proceeds from the benefit will go to the Philippine Red Cross and to Gawad Kalinga, which translates to Give Care, a Philippine relief organization engaged in rehabilitating and reconstructing homes damaged or destroyed by the typhoon. The event is organized by the Fulbright Scholars at the University of Arkansas, a registered student organization at the U of A, in cooperation with the Office for International Students and Scholars and the Northwest Arkansas Filipino American Association.